Hello and welcome to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, and we are going to be talking today to Darlene Treadwell about her Darlene's 411. She deals with putting events together and has had a great deal of experience. But before we get into our topic today, I want to give you a little health tip, information that I have recently discovered. Women tend to have a lot of problems with fibroids, and the traditional method of dealing with fibroids has been to get partial or full hysterectomy. However, now there is a new technique that's available that many of you may not be aware of that allows the doctors to go in through the arteries and release a pellet that goes directly to the fibroid to reduce it. So if you end up having this as an issue that's going to require surgery, you might want to look at this. It's a lot less intrusive. And, of course, if you're not having surgery, you're at a lower risk for any kinds of further complications, menopause being one of them. So, again, Darlene, I want to welcome you to the show. Darlene was born and raised in Long Island, New York. She was married and lived in on an Indian reservation for 27 years, raising two daughters and one son. She currently has 10 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. After her divorce and her job closing, she relocated to Atlanta, where she opened up My Weddings and More Business, working with brides and planning events. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Well, thank you, Keith.
So, tell us, how did you get started with this?
Well, with this business, 411, I did it after retirement. I'm just such a people person, and I enjoy interacting with friends and family. I just couldn't sit home. So, at 70, I started this business instead of retiring.
Okay. Well, I always believe that once you retire, for one thing, I keep telling people that your life doesn't end, and you will find something else to do. You might take a little break from doing anything, but eventually you get busy with doing things, because to just sit around and watch TV, that'll end your life a lot quicker.
I call it the new three R's. Instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic, I call it refraining, reclaiming, and relaxing.
And
I love those three R's, and I, you know, just try to be a more grateful person and accept gratitude every day.
Excellent. That's an excellent affirmation as well. Tell me about this senior dating and the matters of the heart.
Wow. It's just one of the many things that people can call and ask for. They go to the Facebook business page, and they might see the list of things that they want to discuss, and it's not just weddings. And well, on the senior dating, when you get my age, you're still, as I said, reclaiming and relaxing, and you might as well do that with a person. So I usually try to, there's more different things that you like adjust because you've been there and done that, and a lot of people will have baggage when they come. So the main thing is just to enjoy dating and not, you know, trying to really get married again. You just have a companion to do and travel with. So some
so it's not exactly like a matchmaking.
Not at all. It's just saying, like, I'm having a little problem because you're doing this. And I give them a list of things that make them happy. And if you find somebody that is especially kind and they make you happy in those areas, then you could, I call it senior dating. You're not trying to find, you're not dating to get a husband. You're not dating for other reasons that you did when you were younger. It's just mostly for companionship, and that you shouldn't interview and interrogate and just enjoy a movie. If someone says, would you like to go to movies, you don't need the bank income, how many wives they had, just to enjoy a good movie. So it's sort of a new perspective on just relaxing and enjoying the companionship of somebody your own age.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because I go to so many different places. Senior age seems to differ. So how do you define persons being senior based on age?
Well, we like AARP over 55, and I'm thinking 55, but I'm over 70, so it's just I think at 55 I go by the AARP.
Okay.
And it makes a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your vision to success and self-esteem about?
Well, it's just saying, I would say the power of appreciation and like living a fuller, happier life day to day. In other words, appreciate yourself, appreciating your strengths, and then, you know, like shifting yourself away from negativity, whether it's the media, other people, or just in your own mind. I think when you shift your focus to positive side of life, whether you know, it's a little bit better. And if you don't want to keep a gratitude journal like Oprah, you can even start at family meals. There's everybody sitting around talking about what you're grateful for. You know, because we don't have to be a victim of our own life. That's what I tell everybody. Or your circumstances. You can choose to focus on the good stuff.
Absolutely. Tell me, what are the life codes that you have for children and grandchildren going off to college and life? Because as I'm looking at, you know, your information here, you obviously dip and dab into a lot of things with that help people out. And I can understand why you call it Darlene's 411. So what information and codes do you have for the children?
Well, it's my 20-year-old son. Well, he's 20 now, and he's a junior in college. But when he was leaving for college, there were so many things I'm not his mother, and I hadn't told him. I wanted to make sure that he knew who to trust and different things so he wouldn't be affronted with, you know, experiences that he didn't know how to handle. So I had a little booklet here. When people call me, I usually go right to this file. And so on life codes, I probably don't have them really handy. But it's basically actually even quotes from different people. Like one of the main things I remember right now off the top of my head, the power of no. If someone asks you something, don't be so eager to please them. Because if you have the power of no, you don't have any regrets later. Like someone says, can I borrow your car? Or can I use your homework assignment? And then you go to do your homework and you didn't get the book back. And that sometimes we are fearful to say no to people because we want to make friends. So it's a whole series of pages under different categories. And maybe another time I could really delve into that, because I'm shifting to see if I have them handy. But anyway, it's basically do's and don'ts. Don't trust everybody. They could be your priest. They could be your coach. Give people a reason for you to trust. And once they show something that's not right, don't let a title keep you from trusting your own first instincts. If they don't give you reason to trust them, don't trust them.
And you mean by titles, like they may have some kind of position. Yeah.
Coach.
Priest or the president of the organization, something like that. Teacher,
right.
Yeah.
In other words, people determine whether you can trust them or not and allow that to determine how much trust you can give them. And it's sort of a series like this, and of course I'm doing this off the top of my head, but I have like 5 pages of different aspects and like putting off today what you can do tomorrow. In other words, if you're doing homework, whatever
mm-hmm.
your assignments are, it just makes it more negative for you to have to rush and do it at the end. And it's just a series of things that have been proven and a few quotes from different people. So maybe another time I could do that because it's very, very interesting. I wish I could put my hands on it right now.
Sure, we can always come back to that at another time. I'd be interested in hearing what they are about because I'm certainly a proponent of the power of no. Because people don't understand that we get stuck in this situation of not saying no, because as children we're told not to say that.
I know.
And that, and as we grow up, we don't want to refuse people who come to us. But eventually, what happens is people don't learn their boundaries, and end up overextending themselves and end up being sick or depressed or having a lot of anxiety because they're trying to help someone else as opposed to looking out for their own mental health issues.
Right.
So I understand that you used to be a travel agent, a tour guide, and you tend to use that information now to help people. Tell me a little bit more.
I just booked a family to Hawaii. They're leaving November 1st, and I'm retired, but it's just that you have information, you know what time of day to travel, you know, different ideas for saving money for meals. So sort of I'm using my experience. You know, don't eat in the hotel there because there's buffet restaurants on the corner of every street in Hawaii. And things like that, money-saving ideas is my key to mostly everything. And just any knowledge that I have, you know, not being arrogant, but just sort of saying, here's something you can think about when you get there, or how much to each breakfast is going to cost $10. So then, you know, lunch is going to cost at least $10. So basically dinner, if you say 40 for dinner, you know how much you need per day. And if you're there 5 days or 7 days, you multiply like $100 times that. You need the extra $500 or $700. So you know how to pull back or eat lunch instead of breakfast and, you know, things like that. So, and then different things to see that are free. And I just booked that Hawaii, so it's fresh on my mind that if you take the boat over that is our property, you can go over to where the bomb was dropped. Right now I can't even think of the name of it. But there's a marine boat, and it's our property, and they take you over there, and it's a free tour instead of paying for the tour at the hotel. So I have a list, which I don't have in front of me, of course, but when people call for certain things, I have it ready. And my 911, they call and they have a certain time, and then I pull up all my information on that particular thing they're interested in.
So it sounds like so you're saying that if they were in Hawaii, they could call you in Atlanta and get some support?
Well, no. Supposedly they would call. I mean, I guess I could, but basically I want to give this to them before they leave. And
it sounds to me not only as a tour guide, but you do a little budgeting for them.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a frugal type of person. I want a frugal wedding. I mean, nowadays, weddings can be held on Friday and Sunday and cut everything right in half.
We'll get into the wedding part a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us where people can reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Darlene's 411 on Facebook business page. And then that would be also on gear you toward www.darlenes411.com.
Okay, I see this. Darlenes 411. The digits 411.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break here for a minute and come right back. You can also find me on my website at krenfroe.com. That's KRENFROE. .com. Again, we'll be back in just a moment.
Look at someone who is successful and they look at them and think that it was an instantaneous thing. They don't know the passion that person put in, the time, the unlimited hours that they put into whatever it is that they are doing. That is what we are doing here with Beautifully Driven. We are highlighting these stories, these obstacles, not to show you the negative, but to show you what it takes, the ins and the outs. To become successful, and then even define what is your level of success. What does that actually mean to you? We are here for that entrepreneur, that budding entrepreneur. We are here for that entrepreneur who has been in business for years and needs to just reshape their whole theory or process of how they've been doing business. We're here for that person who just wants that fresh look on life, whether it's going back to school, whether it is just being in a different relationship. We are here to just kind of show you the ins and outs and just the tips to just keep it beautifully driven.
Back to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, and today's guest is Darlene Treadwell of Atlanta, who operates Darlene's 411. Her service helps you explore parenting, romance, and relationships. Darlene.
Hey.
What do you do here in terms of your community resources and dealing with emergency situations?
Well, if people can call that number, their lights are out, or they have payments that they can't pay. And I have the list of all of the agencies in the county and in state that they can call upon. And I can't, you know, give them money, but I give them all the resources. I have this list of whether their lights are off or they need housing or medical attention, and I have a list of the agencies that are there to help them. They might need a drive to get to the doctor, medical transportation, things like that.
Okay. How do you do the brainstorming and problem solving when you're dealing with people?
Well, when they call me and they'll say they have a particular problem with whatever, they're looking for a house or if they're having trouble in their marriage. And I just give them ideas. I never give advice because I'm not a doctor, but just based on my experience, everything I do is based on my experience. I give them different avenues that they can explore. Or,
Go ahead.
Adequate things. Like, in other words, I was just thinking here, like, you know, you just take time and sit down with them and discuss things that have been bothering you, and then you discuss it. Always take time and make appointments to discuss stuff. I think marriages and everything, you need to take time and not just do something. Like write down three things that, like during the week, that made you happy and why. And it, when you write that down and your husband did the dishes or he bathed the children, and that day, that made you, one of the three things that made you the happiest. Everybody can see how little and how cheap it is to just make somebody smile. And a husband might say, well, she got up, even though she didn't have to go to work, and sat with me and had coffee with me while I ate and got ready for breakfast.
Sounds like you've got them trying to recognize the support and gratitude of their partner, at least in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Even a letter. Oh, it's like a little letter of gratitude in a lunchbox, or doing things on the weekend instead of him going golfing and you going to the hairdressers in the mall, that maybe you would choose a volunteer activity that you could do as a whole family. You know, different strengths that everybody has, and just try to do that so everybody's doing their positive thing. You know, if he likes outdoors, then you might go on a hike and the children do nature. Like, try to get two to three things done and everybody's in somebody's comfort zone. You know,
okay.
Keep track of the good things, and you'll see how, thinking positively and doing something grateful changes your life and your frame of mind.
Well, speaking about life-changing situations, are you able to help people with health and prescribing or suggesting home remedies for their health?
Oh, I love to do that. I do. I mean, a simple thing as, a tea with ginger in it. If someone says, well, I have a cholesterol problem, just something really quick. Or a fruit that you can eat if they say, well, I'm having health problems and I just can't afford all these prescriptions, I just canceled my prescriptions, and I just wanted to know if you could help me with home remedies. And they've called for that. And I've set aside time, and I'll have all the papers out and, you know, and go over everything with them. For instance, for cholesterol, 4 ounces of honey, a cup of vinegar, apple juice, and grapefruit juice. You can make a big container, dissolve everything in a gallon jug, and drink 6 ounces a day. For arthritis, you soak white raisins for 7 days in gin, and you have a big container, and you just, you know, you can remove the raisins after a while, but you just a little bit of that, and eat, like, you just, you don't drink that, you take 9 raisins a day out of that. So you're just soaking the raisins. 9 raisins a day.
Do you have a book on these remedies yet?
Oh, no, I don't have a book, because these are just things that family have handed down or that I've read over the course of my 70 years in a magazine that I've tried, and it really works. I can't copyright this because I didn't come up with it.
Okay.
You know? And so...
But you're able to give this information if they contact you.
Yeah, like a flush. I'm just all bloated. I'll tell them about a cucumber flush. Or I'll say apple protects your heart. Apples prevent constipation. It blocks diarrhea. It improves lung capacity, and it cushions joints. That's an apple.
Wow.
So someone says, well, I have digestion problems. Did you know that artichokes aids digestion, lowers cholesterol?
Stabilize
blood sugar. You know, that's what I try to give them. And they develop maybe a shopping list based on things they could do at home.
You okay.
You don't have to buy cough drops and take medicine. Chili peppers soothes sore throats and clears sinuses and combats cancer. It's just a little food thing. I'm just a frugal again. And sometimes you go out and buy these over-the-counter, like even vitamin D, which your doctor tells you to take, you're talking $11, $13 a bottle. But there's so many things that you could take that are natural. You know, lemon, please. Lemon is really, I found out, I have a granddaughter with cancer. Lemon really combats cancer. You just grate up a whole lemon, the whole thing, seeds, skin, everything. You just grind it, and you mix it with water, and just drink it. When you want a glass of water or iced tea, then just take your lemon mixture. It controls blood pressure, everything. So it's basically, there's a bunch of things that you could take that are natural.
No, one of the things that I recently discovered was that we don't have a lot of copper in our system. So what I did was purchase a copper cup and let the water sit overnight to absorb the copper in there, and then I drink that. And that's good for a lot of health-related issues where copper is an essential mineral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that in your book, but if not, you know, stick it in there.
And it seems to me, yeah, that you've used for years, that that, you know, that can be home remedy, you know.
Absolutely.
I lived on the Indian reservation for 27 years, and I mean, people dyed their hair with berries in the woods. You don't have to go out and spend like $10-$12 on a dyeing kit, and based on the color of the berry is the color you want your hair. Like,
oh wow, okay.
And things to do for menstrual cramps. There was just certain berries and things. So I just, a couple of them I wrote down for my children because I got them from the senior person on the reservation. And there's just things that they use without going to the store. If they have cramps, menstrual cramps, if they want to dye their hair, if they had a headache. And there's so much natural stuff, and we could really save a lot of money.
Okay.
By using, you know.
Let me ask you to shift the subject matter a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage weddings on a budget?
Well, if someone calls me and I'll ask them, if you really want to save money, you hire a wedding coordinator. And you can use her for the day of, and just for information, but I think you save a lot of money when you're not out there doing it all yourself. And how you save money is like on a Friday, you hold your reception on a Friday or a Sunday. So most people say, oh, on Saturday, so my uncle and everybody's not working. But if you're getting married, they have a whole year to take a Friday off, and then they have the rest of the weekend to visit with family, or you do it on a Sunday. People will manage it, and you're saving money.
What makes it wedding cheaper on a Friday or a Sunday compared to Saturday?
People have all these years went for a Saturday. I have seen venues that'll say, I don't have a Saturday open for the next 6 months. So why change your date because of Saturdays when you can have it on a Friday? And I find it cheaper. If you have it, say, a Sunday, you could have a brunch. So you're serving croissants and orange juice instead of hard food and hard liquor. Who's drinking hard liquor at a brunch? You know, you might have a champagne toast. So you really save a lot of money on food.
Okay.
I was going to say Friday night, you could have it after people get off of work. It could be an 8 o'clock wedding, and it's candles, candlelight, and you serve hors d'oeuvres instead of a full course meal that people waste anyway.
That's interesting. Tell me about, I know I tried to do this once myself and wasn't that successful at it, but to do a family reunion, to me, as I discovered, is a bit difficult because we have family all over the country, and trying to get the days coordinated, just trying to get the venue, you know, where you're going to have it, became an issue. And that's kind of what held back my situation.
Well, my favorite thing, I have this, when someone calls me, they want to plan a family reunion, how can you help? I have a reunion checklist because the main thing is you have a committee of two or three. You don't need every uncle, aunt, cousin input. Once they agree on a committee of two to three, you guys make all the decisions. You pick the day. You pick the place. And then you said send out way in advance, a year in advance, save the date. The same thing as the wedding. You have a year to take that day off. You say, I can't come on Thursday because I work. You have 1 year to take a Thursday off, and your boss will not.
They'll work it out, huh?
Save the date is the key thing for a wedding or a reunion. And then just two to three people set the date and choose a location for the event.
Okay. We're kind of running out of time here. So tell us once again how our listeners can get in touch with you.
Well, okay. If someone needs 411, which means information, they can go on Facebook to the business page and look for Darlene's 411. And that'll lead them to the web page, which will be www.darlene411.com. We'll break down the different categories, which won't be on the business page. So on the website, we'll have all these categories that you and I just briefly discussed and others that we didn't even hit on that they could say, this is what I really need. And then I will set up a time, and they can always call. My number in Gwinnett County in Georgia is 770-921-1517. And all those numbers.
I want to thank you. We're kind of out of time here, and I appreciate you being on the show and giving me some interesting information.
Okay, to come back. It was so fun.
Okay. Welcome, and then again, glad everyone was able to listen to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, and you can reach me at krenfro.com.